Paul Dillon, Drug and Alcohol Research and Training Australia. I think schools are really pushed they have to cover a whole range of social issues, and we're seeing more and more all of the time. I think schools do the best they possibly can within the restrictions they have, but I think it's a wider thing. I think to look at particular areas is most probably not going to work. They'll look more at their pastoral care, their well-being, and hopefully some information is delivered at the same time. But it's very hard. More things all the time, and the less time to actually deliver them. I think certainly there is a case where I certainly think it's important to get the education, to get the prevention education in before they start. That can be incredibly difficult for some young people, because a really risky group, of course, start very, very early. And the bulk of young people don't. So you get it too early for some young people, and they're wondering what in heavens is being talked about. So it's a balancing act for schools. I think we should be doing the job better, but it's very hard. Without greater resourcing of schools and more support, it's a very hard ask. Well, I think first off, it's very important to remember that schools don't operate in a vacuum. Schools can do the best job in, you know, whatever area, and if they're going home and they're getting other messages, you know, the school's information is not going to be as useful. But certainly what we do know is that if young people are exposed to alcohol and other drug use, and that includes, of course, smoking, then they are, and they're exposed to that at home, then they're more likely to, it's all about role modelling. And so schools trying to battle against the family environment is very, very difficult. It really should be a partnership, and that's very hard to get sometimes.